the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, flying solo with Nathaniel Lundy on the road. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Bittersweet. It really sums it up for me right now. At a personal level, I'm sitting in my empty studio in my mostly empty house here in Littleton, Colorado. Boxes surrounding me. The moving truck is going to be here any minute now. It's going to be my final episode from Denver, Colorado. But don't worry, this is not the final episode overall. I'm moving back east to be closer to my family and Illini Sports in the Champaign-Urbana area. Yeah, I'm going to miss Colorado's natural splendor. I'm going to miss the crisp mountain air. I'm going to miss the wild and wacky weather. Of course, the scenery, the fine dispensaries, the wonderful craft brews. Going to miss a lot here, no doubt about it. I'm also going to miss the convenient wagering because back in Illinois, I'm going to have to make a road trip after the road trip to East St. Louis and the Casino Queen so I can register in person to make legal bets with my DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's the one downside there. And I can't bet on Illini Sports unless I do it in person, which is lame as you know what. But life goes on. And so do the picks. And if you want to fade or follow me, and I suggest you do it heavily on the front end, I've got another five-pack of picks we're going to get to here momentarily, and some bonus time as well. And Godspeed to my partner, Nathaniel Lundy, who is, I think right now, still in the fetal position. Hopefully not behind the wheel of his car because the car would be driving into a ditch. But mentally, that's probably what he feels like doing right now after the Colorado Avalanche blew the series, losing a pivotal game at home and then getting ousted last night by the Las Vegas Golden Knights on the road. Hat tip to them. But enough with that. We're going to get you some picks right now, and you got to do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family also love DK Sportsbook, and I know you will too. So listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 and $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. Bet $1, and if that team secures the W, you secure $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 and $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Friday edition of the pod, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, with Lundy out of pocket and me knowing absolutely zero, I have no knowledge whatsoever when it comes to the NHL. We'll be back with some hockey picks, hopefully on Monday if everything works out and I get my internet up and everything is settled in at my new location back in the land of Lincoln. So we're going to focus primarily today on the MLB and NBA slates. And they're both doozies. They are whoppers. They are fun and hopefully fantastic and score some winners. So let's start off with a bang, shall we? On my last day here in Denver as a Colorado resident, at least for now, let's go with a two-leg parlay, shall we, in the NBA with a pair of games on the docket. Give me Bogdan Bogdanovic over 4.5 rebounds. I'm going to pair that together with the Denver Nuggets. Aaron Gordon, 1-3. That's all I'm asking, Aaron. One measly damn triple. And if that hits and the Bogdanovic over hits on the 4.5 boards, it's plus 180. Bogdanovic has gone over this 4.5 rebounds total and 5 of his last 6. Split right down the middle so far in 2 games against the Philadelphia 76ers. Had 7 rebounds in 1 game, 4 rebounds in the other. Yeah, the 76ers have allowed the fewest opponent rebounds per game over the last 3, so that's the fewest among remaining teams currently in the hunt for an NBA title, giving up just 46 boards per contest. But again, I'm going to follow the recency bias here, the trend. I think Bogdanovich snares at least 5 boards in game numero tres. As for Aaron Gordon, he has not been able to hit the broadside of a damn barn against the Phoenix Suns this season from along the perimeter. 0-9 this year, including 0-4 in this series. You know what that means, people. He's due, and that's why I like him. Because he was draining triples left and right against the Portland Trailblazers in the previous series, getting at least a 3 in 3 of 5 games. Yeah, the Suns giving up just 32.2% along the arc over the last 3 games, but I got a gut feeling Gordon is going to come through. So again, Bogdan Bogdanovich over 4.5 boards, Aaron Gordon over 0.5 threes, slap together, both of those hit, it's plus 180. Make it rain, Gordon.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Let's look at Mad Max and We Don't Need Another Hero. Yeah, we do, Tina. As in Scherzer, Mad Max is going to deliver and take us beyond the Thunderdome and hopefully boost my bankroll in the process because it's bleeding. Oh, the NBA has been so miserably unkind to me in this postseason. But Major League Baseball, I've done pretty well, and I think I hit 2 of 3 from yesterday's pod picks. So let's keep on a rolling here with Scherzer strikeouts. And I'm going to take the over 8.5 against the San Francisco Giants. The game was a washout last night. Right now, the juice is at minus 121, so it's not juiced up to high heaven, but I anticipate it will be. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, you like the reasoning I'm about to state behind this selection, you might want to pounce like a panther on this bet before it gets up to like minus 150, maybe minus 155 by the time the first inning rolls around. Why? Well, you look at Scherzer. He has been over 8.5 strikeouts in 5 of his last 7 games this season. A sterling 12.16 K per 9, which is 1.75 walks per 9. His 16.7 swinging strike percentage is the highest so far of his career. So, and that's saying something, you know, given the esteemed years that he has logged under his belt, seemingly over the last decade. Now, you look at San Francisco, they have the 7th highest strikeout rate this month among any major league team at 25.9%. So again, you look at Mad Max over them 5 of the last 7. We know that San Francisco has a propensity for swinging and missing. I think this bet is going to cash immediately. So I think in the end, don't be surprised. It's 10, 11 punch outs for Mr. Scherzer.
Number 3.
All right, back to the NBA and back to the Suns and Nuggets matchup, and really a must-win for Denver. Remember, no team down 0-3 in a 7-game NBA series has ever come back and won that series. So this is how pivotal, how imperative, how critical this game is for the home team here in the Mile High City. But I'm going to go with a visitor here that's a big man in the middle who I think has not been carted for liquor since ever. Because he's got like Greg Oden. You know, Greg Oden looked like he was 50 when he was 15, and so did DeAndre Ayton. But he is going to munch on a double-double tonight at minus 129. Ayton has gone over this in 5 of his last 7 playoff games. At least he's recorded a double-double in 5 of his last 7 playoff games. Last game out in just 26 minutes played. Oh, God, I'm still bitter about that because remember I had Ayton over on 15.5 points. A blowout ensued, and he didn't log a single tick of the fourth quarter, but he still got 15-10 in just 26 minutes in the last game. He has been in the double-double category in all 5 matchups this season against the Nugs. You look at Denver, major shortcomings defensively, 1.214 points per possession they've allowed over the last 3, and they've also given up 50.7 rebounds per game to opponents in their last 3 contests as well. So DeAndre Ayton, I think he's going to grab another double-double at minus 129. Burn brightly, big man. stick around for my top selections of the day in Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Number two.
All right, Ed, we're back, and let's look at the Major League Baseball top play of the day for me. It's got to be Brandon Woodruff, over 7.5 strikeouts, going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates at -105. So not heavily juiced, which I find shocking because he's consistently gone over this number. And it seems to me that the odds makers, it seems to me that the projection services haven't really caught up with what Woodruff has been putting in the box score and what he has exhibited with the eye test. All the guy does is miss bats, and is evident based on the recent trend. He has hit 8 strikeouts or more in a game in 4 of his last 5 starts. He's given up 2 earned runs or fewer in 11 of his last 12 turns. It's the increased use of the curveball combined with his out-of-this-world fastball, the location on that, and the slider. All those right now registering as plus pitches, according to the Sabermetrics tracked at Fangraphs.com. His 19.1 called strike percentage, one of the best in baseball, and it really points to him being a true blue control freak. He is hitting his points early and often and baffling the competition in the process. Now, the Pirates haven't struck out a whole lot this season. Number 24 in K rate on the year and number 21 in that category over the last month, but they have an unsatisfactory 618 OPS and road contest this season. So I think it's going to be some good wood for the Brew Crew. Raise a pint, slam the over on Brandon Woodruff, 7.5 Ks against the Buccos.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, my top play in the NBA, the top play on the board. It's only fitting. Again, it's my last day in Denver, and why don't we go with the MVP, Nikola Jokic, over 28.5 points against those Suns. Again, as I mentioned, backs are against the wall, and typically when that occurs, superstars rise to the occasion. I think Jokic will definitely follow that narrative. Now, he has been under this total against the Suns in 3 of 5 matchups this year, and so far here in this series, going for 22 points and 24 points. And the Suns have been blanketing on D, just 1.048 points per possession allowed in their last 3. But in must-win territory, I think Jokic is going to get back to what he showed against the Phoenix Suns. And that was a whole lot of points in the box score overall. I had a multiple 30-plus point efforts, and I think he's going to cross that 30-point threshold tonight. So again, the Joker gets the last laugh over 28.5 points against the Suns. Oh, you think we were going to be done this early? Heck no. You know we got some bonus time here on the pod. I got multiple selections across MLB and the NBA, and usually these are much better than the ones that we feature. Never fails. It really does. Does not in that category. Let's go back to the NBA. Let's go back to the Phoenix Suns, and I got a couple of guys here. One Sun, and actually going back to the Atlanta series against the 76ers that I also like. So let's start with Chris Paul, the ancient one, a man that I think is constantly paranoid based on the State Farm commercials. I don't know how he can be productive because he seems to live in a delusional world. But Chris Paul, all he does is drop dimes left and right. The bank is always open for him. And I think it's once again going to be a double-digit dime night against the Denver Nuggets. The line is at 9.5 assists, and I'm going to take the over here at -129. He's gone for 15 and 11 assists in the series so far, and he's been over this total in 4 of 5 against Denver on the entirety of the season. Elsewhere, Delino Gallinari, I'm going to take the under. Yeah, living the land down under. On the 4.5 rebounds at -122. He had 9 in game 2 against the 76ers, but that was anomalous because if you see what he has done over the entire year against Philadelphia, he's only been over this number 1 time in 3 games played against this franchise. So, and also look at the other trends going back to the prior series. He's gone for 2 rebounds, 2 rebounds, 4 rebounds, 4 rebounds, 5 rebounds, and 1. So only over once in the last six games. So Gallinari under 4.5 boards. Again, you got to pay up for the juice, but I think it'll be worth it at minus 122. Hopefully that'll score you some cash money. Now, bonus time in Major League Baseball. Oh, you got to love the show. And I'm talking about Ohtani, who I hope is going to be in the home run derby here at Coors Field. Could you imagine that? Good Lord have mercy. He's going to hit balls to Mars in this climate, especially with it. I mean, it's already 97 degrees yesterday here in Denver. And if it's going to be that hot come the All-Star break, and again, knowing the thin air and how the ball travels, I mean, you could have 100,000 hours logged in the humidor with all the baseballs and it wouldn't matter one iota. It's going to be jumping out of the park in that competition, especially off the bat of Ohtani, who has been crushing the seams this season. Well, he's taking the mound though tonight. You know, is a modern day Babe Ruth, and I'm going to take the over on 6.5 strikeouts against the dreadful, woeful, depressing Arizona Diamondbacks. More Gardner snakes in the venomous rattlesnakes that, you know, some people thought they may be this year. Not even remotely close. They can't win a damn game, and they are swinging, missing often in contests this season. In fact, over the last month, the eighth highest K rate of any team in Major League Baseball, 25.6%. Show has been over 6.5 punch outs in six of his last eight starts. This could be an 8, 9, or 10 strikeout game for him. So again, love the over there on the 6.5 strikeouts in the desert against the D-backs. And last and certainly not least, these have been fruitful for us, believe it or not. I'm going to throw out a three-leg money line Major League Baseball parlay. So all these teams got to do is just win straight up against their meek competition. So give me the Cincinnati Reds, Tyler Malley on the mound against the Colorado Rockies. It's well documented on this pod how embarrassing the Rockies have been away from Coors Field, hovering the Mendoza line in terms of batting average, well south of a 600 OPS on the road. They're only averaging right around 2.5 runs per contest away from Denver. So I like Tyler Malley of the Reds to get the victory there. So give me Cincinnati against Colorado. Again, let's go back to the Woodruff Well. Give me the Milwaukee Brewers to win against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home there at Miller Park. And then last and certainly not least, on the late night tip. So hopefully the first two legs hit. You can sit back and relax, burn the midnight oil, have a couple of DJ Steves on the late night tip. Clayton Kershaw going up against who? Oh, yes. The Dodgers taking on some meek competition in the Texas Rangers, who are just firing nothing but blanks offensively this season. One of the worst offensive teams, really one of the worst teams in baseball. So again, Malley and the Reds, the Brewers backed by Woodruff, Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers, Reds, Brewers, Dodgers, all three of those go WWW plus 150. Seven. And there you have it. That is a wrap on this final edition here in Littleton, Colorado. We'll be coming to you from Champaign, Illinois, in that area on hopefully on Monday. At the very latest, it will be Tuesday. And again, Nathaniel Lund will be back in the saddle with me on that broadcast. So please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? It helps out our show tremendously. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.